title here. BMW made a car that can change color at the touch of a button. Okay, so I know this has been like a theoretical thing for a really long time. May still be super theoretical. This is a 4 month old article.
The iX
Flow. They've got some pictures of this thing. There is a video. I was trying to find this in here. I skipped right over it.
Wait, did it say temperature control?
Whoa.
Here's a picture of this thing. So here to each one. What is the one? EV has a special wrap filled with e-ink. So like an e-reader.
Yeah.
Known as the stuff in your Amazon Kindle.
Could it have is kept literally.
There are millions of micro capsules of ink spread around the car. Each one contains positively charged black pigments and negatively charged white, and either of which can be brought to the surface when stimulated.
Okay, so it's black or white.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between those two. So I want to see this. I haven't watched this part though yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. I didn't.
What?
Whoa!
Dude!
Welcome to Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Tyler.
Welcome to this week's show.
All right. So we're bringing back. I joked last week about these one hit wonder segments that I keep coming up with.
Yeah.
It's going to be a two hit wonder. So we're going to go back to our favorite.
A two hit wonder.
A two hit wonder.
Doing it twice.
Because who knows? Maybe this is the end of it after this, but we'll see. So,
hey, you know what? One thing you can count on. BMW doing dumb stuff.
You know what was hard though? The funny part. So we're bringing back good Beamer, bad Beamer. It was hard for me to find the good Beamer part.
Yeah,
I was sifting through bad.
We were standing here going through it. We're like, oh, that's bad. That's like, bad. Yeah. That's bad. That's bad.
Good. No, it's actually bad. This, but I think I found one that's actually kind of sick. So
yeah,
good Beamer, bad
Dude,
Beamer.
I like this color. Thank you.
This is which one is this?
So this is the
spin around. Oh, I like that it's still orange and white too.
Cool. We got the army green. Life's too short to drive boring cars.
I couldn't tell what color it was in this because we got this pink light here.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like a block. It's like a really muted green.
Oh, yeah.
I love
there,
it.
No, I can
it's
see
my
it.
Favorite shirt
That's
ever.
Awesome. Yeah.
Super nice on it.
Cool.
Super comfortable.
Sorry to interrupt.
I'll say these are like of, we were talking about like the fit of the shirt and how we feel about all of them. Like I definitely, the off-white in this one are like the same, like soft and the right length and everything. And it's awesome. I freaking love it. Not just because it has Third Pedal Podcast on it, but
that's a big part of it, but also
helps.
Oh, it's been weird though, because like I end up getting like favorite shirts and I'll just wear them all the time. And I thought about it for the first time the other day. I was in Menards walking around and I was like, I have like my thing on my shirt. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It felt like a very weird moment because it didn't feel like I was trying to advertise something.
It was it was just like, I just like your favorite shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole goal with them too, right? Yeah. Like I think you put that on the website, but what we always talked about is like, we're not just making merch.
Right.
Anybody can make merch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we could make crappier t-shirts and actually make money on them.
Right.
But like, same thing. Like, I have worn mine all week.
Yep.
Like, under my, I'll usually wear like a polo or a zip up or whatever for work stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just on all week. Because it's
awesome.
Just like the most, you,
it's just
we got to get you some.
Yeah.
I'm going to order a bunch.
It's just like the most comfortable, like, just if you just want a basic tee that also looks really cool.
Yeah, they fit great. They're comfortable. You know, the t-shirt, obviously, Zach's got the hoodie, the limited edition tail, the dragon hoodie. Super nice hoodies, too. They're very, like,
super
chunky,
comfy.
Nice feeling.
Yeah, it's, like, thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
it's
quality.
Like, you know, you get some of those hoodies, and they're, like, this is, like, a t-shirt material.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's super cut. It's cut weird and, like, short. Like,
yeah.
I like this one because it's long, too.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
I didn't mean to turn that into an advertisement, but
you're just like,
I haven't seen
this
green one before. Yeah, until you sat down.
Yeah, no, this is my favorite, and it's still got the orange print on the back, which is kind of cool.
I love that.
ThirdPedalPodcast.com. We still have Crew 10 live. We probably shouldn't because we're losing money on that, but it's fine.
Crew 10, what is Crew 10?
Crew 10 is the discount code, 10% off.
Oh, yeah.
So saves you a little bit. Cuts our margin down to zero, but it cuts your payment down too. I don't know. So,
it increases the excitement tenfold.
There we go. But yeah, check it out. ThirdPedalPodcast.com helps us out. Like, all this stuff is made by us here. So anything you guys contribute to it helps us grow it, continue to find new opportunity, things like that. So fun's more dumb stuff for us to do with our cars. So
speaking of dumb stuff, sorry to, we have an agenda that we usually have for this, but we're also just talking.
Yeah.
So things got to get in the
way. We haven't seen each other in a couple weeks.
It's
good to catch
up. It's been a minute.
All right. Yeah. We're like, oh, this is nice.
Oh, cool. Sure. Nice. So,
bringing back good Beamer, bad Beamer.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we get into it.
So we're gonna start with the good Beamer thing, which is super neat. I didn't know this kind of stuff existed. Let me make sure I give the right. Yeah, this guy here. So title here: BMW made a car that can change color at the touch of a button. Okay, so I know this has been like a theoretical thing for a really long time. May still be super theoretical. This is a 4 month old article.
The iX Flow.
They've got some pictures of this thing. There is a video. I was trying to find this in here.
Dude.
I skipped right over it.
Wait, did it say temperature control?
Whoa!
Here's a picture of this thing. So. We're to each one. What is the one? EV has a special wrap filled with e-ink. So like an e-reader.
Yeah.
Known as the stuff in your Amazon Kindle.
Could it have kept literally.
There are millions of micro capsules of ink spread around the car. Each one contains positively charged black pigments and negatively charged white, and either of which can be brought to the surface when stimulated.
Okay, so it's black or white.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's between those two. So I want to see this. I haven't watched this part though. Yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. I didn't.
Whoa,
dude.
Come on, man.
Okay.
That's the
huge fan.
That's all right. Thing,
okay,
dude.
Who's gonna make the first rap that you can put in any car with that stuff?
Can we watch that again?
That changed go full screen. Fast. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's not good quality. Oh, there we go.
Oh wait, you gotta back it up.
Yeah.
Back
sorry.
It up to the start.
I skipped the shocking white. One.
Dude,
so
that's
weird.
Insane.
It looks like when you're playing like Need for Speed and you're going through all the colors.
And then even this slow fade.
I wonder if you could
the whole like
look at the resolution.
That's what
look
I'm saying.
All triangle-y.
It looks like it's literally rendering because it is literally rendering as it's going over the car.
Wait, did the hubcaps change colors too?
They did.
No.
Go back.
I did. Yeah, because look at the back's gray and the front's white.
No.
Or did they stay gray and white?
Oh no.
Time?
Oh, there. Okay.
Got so excited.
Let's just give it a sec. Maybe they did. That was like one of those videos, like don't miss the bear dancing or whatever, you know? It's like the obstacle. Okay, yeah, no, they stay the same. My bad. I wonder if you could wrap this. So this is obviously a wrap, but I wonder if you could wrap this in a tinted wrap. So say you wrap it in like a blue tint.
Yeah.
And then it could be a light blue or a dark blue or a light, like a pink or then a dark,
deep
red.
There's some
I bet you could do something color with this.
I got it. I'm stuck now.
Oh, whoops. Dude, that is sick.
So that's kind of rad. It's on their iAX. This is their e-car, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, so you can do their designs
SUV.
And stuff too?
Well, no. I think that's what it looks like when you're up close. You can kind of, I think the video is just poor resolution. So you weren't able to quite see it?
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, so you can kind of tell. Like,
okay, the wheels are different colors though.
Oh, so if you're up close, it does have that
I believe so.
Triangulated
pattern.
Yeah,
I believe
pattern,
so.
Which looks sick, by the way.
Yeah, I love it.
Still
that
awesome.
Looks awesome.
Still
I like
awesome.
That it goes with, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it goes with the grill design, which is kind of cool.
Probably, yeah.
But so cool. They had an interesting thing in here, too. It serves practical purpose, too, since the exterior finish affects the thermal properties.
Mm.
So heating of the vehicle and passenger compartment as a result of strong sunlight and high outside temperatures can be reduced by changing the exterior color to a light color. So like the same as like the UPS trucks with the white roof thing, like trying to change like the thermal properties of it to not create an oven inside your car.
Right.
Kind of dope.
Insane.
It's gonna jack up police chases. Like, we got a white BMW. It's a black BMW.
We don't know what it is.
That's nuts. Yeah, you go to the DMV to register your car. Like, all right, it's a SUV. What color is it? Well,
so cool. It'd be
depends.
Neat too. Like, depending on the resolution, like if you could throw whatever, you get this on a car and it's like track day. So then you go on your little iPad inside. You're like, all right, my number is this, and then it throws that up on the side with the livery or whatever. Like,
dude, you could design your whole liveries with it too.
Well, I was gonna say because I don't think these are quite as advanced as doing like. Actual like really specific details,
yeah,
but you could still do it'd be like a faded number on the side of
like
it.
A ghost number kind
exactly.
of thing,
yeah,
be sick,
which could look really nice,
be so cool.
That's so cool.
I didn't
like,
even think about though the heating and cooling, that's like
isn't that neat?
Yeah, it's smart.
I don't know why I didn't think that would be a thing, like I have a feeling like I don't think of the screen that we're looking at right now having light and dark spots that are more thermally conductive. I
right.
just think
insane.
Of them being
it's
lights.
It's just a color, yeah.
Yeah. So it's weird that affects it. But I guess if it is the whole thing is like actually like it's switching between the black and the white pigments and stuff. I don't know. I want to watch that one more time. That was bizarre. I hadn't watched this video until we watched it together.
Yeah, because this is
wow.
That's so freaking weird.
That's how it changes
so
bizarre.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does look like it literally looks like we're playing Forza right now.
Yeah.
And it's like
your
doing
car
the colors because they just fade in those colors in and out. Like,
that's neat.
Yeah. That's super
okay,
cool.
Okay. So great BMW. I didn't even
good
think.
Beamer.
I thought I was struggling for it, but wow. Good job. So bringing it back. So now we get to go to Bad Beamer. That's not it. This is a great article, though. This guy. So the Supra, this is a twisted thing, okay? The Supra gets a 6-speed manual, only with the 6-cylinder engine, not the 4-cylinder engine. Fine.
Makes sense.
The Beamer doesn't, though. BMW is not going to get it.
I was like, how is this going to be a bad Beamer thing? Seems like a good thing.
Can you scroll up a little bit?
Yeah.
6-speed manual is a modified version of what's available in European BMW Z4. So the Z4 does have it, but it's only the European models.
Oh, sure. Okay, so we're talking US versions of the cars.
Yeah. I guess that makes
which
it a
makes
little
sense.
Better.
They already have. They usually do the manual.
Makes
version.
It better,
yeah,
but also kind of worse.
But wait a minute. A modified version of what's available? Because they talk in here about how they had to build this thing like from the ground
Toyota
up.
Toyota says it went to great lengths to engineer this transmission to make it play nice with the BMW Source 3-liter turbocharged 9.6.
What? Okay, I'm so confused.
Wait, BMW doesn't offer this engine with a manual. Oh, so the transmission in the Z4, so the Z4 in Europe doesn't have this engine.
Okay, okay.
It doesn't, oh, have, the, it doesn't have the turbo in 9.6.
Okay, so still bad Beamer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just has the four cylinder? That makes sense with their like weird like emission
stuff. I wonder
stuff
if they've got a diesel version.
That'd I love weird. That. So the thing I love, I was looking into this too because I, once it comes out, I mean, I want to drive one. Have you ever tried to go drive like a cool car like this? At a dealer?
No.
They're like, nah.
Really?
Yeah.
I brought my car.
Yeah.
And like whatever.
Oh, I remember you
bank
saying.
Bank statements and like whatever I needed to like, like I can clearly buy the car. No problem. But I was like, all right, well, I may be interested. This is when the Super first came out. It was a launch edition.
Yeah.
So I had the bigger black wheels. It had a better exhaust. It was nice. I think I sent you guys pictures. This was last year sometime.
Yeah.
But brought my car. I was like, hey, man, considering potentially trading this thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Supra front, sat in it, driven it, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no problem. He gave me the key and I went outside and like started it, sat in it and everything. And then he came out a couple minutes later after I looked it around. Yeah. He's like, so what do you think? I was like, yeah, I mean, sounds cool. Looks cool. I was like, let's take it around the block. And he's like, no, we don't allow test drives. It's like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Like, I thought I was at a car dealer.
He's like, but once you buy it and drive it, you're for sure going to like it. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But no, I'm not going to do that. So anyways, when that's the manual nuts. Version comes out, I think that's later this summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to find one that I can drive. You guys know of a place. I'm now, this was not a Toyota dealer.
Yeah. It was on consignment from somebody.
I think
wasn't
it might have been.
That makes more sense.
I think that makes sense.
Like it's still irritating because it's like, why would I buy something, especially a car, if I can't drive it?
Yeah.
Right. Right, right, right. It's weird. it makes a little more sense with new cars.
Well, totally. Because of mileage, or near any possible damage, anything.
Right, and there's like with
Wait, can you,
used
sorry,
new cars.
Can you scroll down to the close to the last paragraph? You can keep talking.
There's like I don't know, warranty stuff and more regulations around dealers selling cars. Like all cars sold off market, like private party sales, at least in the state of Wisconsin, are all considered as is sales.
Oh, okay.
So you can't go back to the seller and be like, hey, you didn't tell me about this problem, whatever.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
All private party sales in Wisconsin are considered as is sales. You can't hold or warranties or whatever. Obviously,
really?
There's a transferable manufacturer
warranty. Even if it's dealership?
Well, dealership's not a private party sale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So dealership sale is different. So I think that's like buying a new car without test driving makes sense. You know, you see the guys get like the Ferraris shipped in or like the classic, maybe one of the more famous
I feel like
videos.
That's a little different, though. Because when you're getting a Ferrari, you're basically custom ordering a car for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they do the whole thing of like forming the seats to you and everything.
Yeah. But anyways, when this one comes available and when it's at dealerships, I'm assuming there aren't going to be a ton of them.
Yeah.
But I want to go first of all drive one.
It'd be a blast
because they have some
things.
Really cool tech on them. They have you know, in their what do they call it? An IMT. So it's their intelligent or whatever manual transmission. So they have different but they have different features with it. So it's kind of tuned a little bit. They tune the engine a little differently. And it does stuff like rev matching on downshifts.
Okay. Yeah.
Like so different stuff like that I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I want to drive one. This may be a car I would trade the S3 for.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah.
Now it's manual. It's it's like a true like what the first one should have been, I feel like.
Yeah.
Now there's these whole companies built around making manual swaps for these cars and they're gonna go out of business, but that's how it goes.
Well, this is interesting. Did you read the last? So, will offer a limited edition Supra with the manual equipped called the A91 MT. Only 500 of these will be built.
You're probably not going to test drive one of these.
Well, hold on, though. But it says with requisite gearbox and an exclusive Cognac interior for North America.
Ooh.
Regardless of which model Supra you order, if you spec yours with stick shift. So you can still order, but they're going to do a release of only 500 with a specific interior.
Interesting.
But then it says, regardless of which model Supra you order, if you spec yours with stick shift, you'll get a red badge on the back. So everyone knows you bought the best Supra and perhaps to twist the knife a little when someone pulls up in an earlier auto-only Supra.
That's good. Scroll up to that photo again. So it looks like they're doing new wheels.
Oh, so the Supra, like the actual badge is red.
That's cool.
Okay.
I don't know if I like that, actually.
I'm going to black that out immediately.
Yeah, that's what I kind of mean. Like,
I love, though, that they're recognizing something that this does matter a lot.
True,
like,
true.
By them doing it, they're saying, like, FYI, this is one of the manual ones. I think that part's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I
for
get
sure.
It, like, on the, I totally get that.
Dudes
maybe
are gonna
they should
be,
do, hey, we'll collaborate. They could do a little third pedal podcast, a little third pedal thing that we've got. We'll do a badge.
That would be such a cool badge on a car.
I'd quit the podcast immediately. Like, we're done. We're shutting it down.
Dude,
we did it.
Game over.
Just kidding. I'd keep
Can
going
you see
forever.
If they have a,
we have to.
Do they have an interior
then we finally
photo?
Would have, profitability.
Like, we could do it actually.
Chance
more.
Of return.
Yeah.
You're like, we might recover some of this. Yeah,
right.
What are we going up to?
I was gonna say, do they have any interiors?
No.
They said that there
yeah,
was
what's
a,
that cognac interior?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So must that must this. I wonder if this is a
ooh, don't like it.
What now?
I'm not
what?
A fan of the orangey leather.
Oh, disagree.
Colors. Yeah. Well, that's I know, but I don't know.
I think there's a way to do it. Some of them, like you can get
some
me,
go way
you can
overboard.
Get Miata-y where it's
it
everywhere.
Could be the contrast. The TV
like, that's
too.
Like do you remember look up the i4?
I can't.
No, so I8. Oh yeah, shoot.
Do you remember the like Texas edition TT? It wasn't the Texas edition,
oh, dude,
but it had
the
all the stitching.
The ugliest interior.
The cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay, go to the laptop so quick. Pull that up. Because we need to show that.
What are we pulling up?
That one, the TT with the, what did they call it? It was like,
it's
if
so
anybody
bad.
Has seen this
it's
before.
It's like a 2001.
Yeah. This is right? Yeah, it's the top left photo.
No, it's not.
It's that one. That one. Right there, right there, right there.
Dude. Why?
Oh, it makes me
Oh, no. That's a leather replacement seat cover. I don't think that's the OEM.
Oh, that is.
Go to the.
That's the OEM right there, right there. It looks even worse. Right above. Yep.
That's the OEM. The car that created a new targeting group.
Dude,
that looks so bad.
It drives me crazy, man.
They're doing it again. You know, that doesn't look as
bad.
That
does not look as bad. Because
it doesn't go over
all,
the shoulder, but holy
cow. Something about that looks so
up in
so
the Audi
foul,
TT.
Dude.
That's like when the electric truck smart.
Howdy.
Hey, if your license plate isn't Howdy, H-A-U-D-I, with that interior, you're doing life wrong.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
You need to change it.
But
quick.
The
that's nasty.
What dude. I was saying, like you were saying the orange, like, the I-8.
This looks sharp.
Yes. Yeah, that looks awesome. The BMW i8
yeah.
Roadster. One of their interiors, wow, interiors.
How many R's are in that one?
I have no idea, dude. Is like that, like it's really bright orange.
Okay,
and it like looks good, but it does seem like it's like too far. Like I like Audis. I like that color that
yeah.
they do. I like the darker,
yeah.
darker brown. I think
yeah.
it looks a lot classier.
Like, I don't like when they go red, and I don't like when they go like
yeah.
yellow with it. But
red
like,
interiors,
because like my Forester has the leather interior. I like
yeah,
that. I think
great.
That's a good balance of it. But
so I don't like
I get what you're saying.
So we're talking about different things though, because oh. that Toyota was orange.
It's like the orange leather though.
Well, no,
I don't
leather,
know what it is.
That's leather. But that's what we're saying.
Let's see
like
if we can find
the way lighter
find
color
the interior of it.
The way lighter
Ooh.
Color interior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Racing Z could pave the way for the inevitable
oh, please make
Nismo,
Nismo
model.
Oh, hey, it's the Audi.
Yeah, so that's gonna be the problem though. Is do you get this and I'm sure Toyota is doing that because the 400Z is coming out
interior.
Standard manual. Yeah.
It doesn't really look like they've got a. I don't know if it exists
yet. Oh, maybe. Yeah, 2023 Toyota GR Supra gets a manual right there.
You looking here?
Yeah, you can see the actual seats, the three down, three over.
Yeah, oh. There you go. Okay, it doesn't look that bad, I guess. Not my
see,
style.
I get what you're saying. I
don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either. It's too orange.
Okay, this
it's
is just a
much.
Pet peeve of mine, too. I don't like that they added the silver to the seats and the black accents. Mm. I feel like that looks, it looks almost cheap.
So I think the black on black with the carbon accents is the best.
100%
red
also
looks
bad.
Cheesy to me.
So bad.
Now it does follow like the old Supra
yeah.
type of styling, like
yeah.
they did the full color interiors. That
That's
looks
the way
the
to
best
go
to me.
Yeah, that
so
looks
if they
amazing.
Do a new, is it going to be an A91 or is it still an A90 Supra?
I don't like the tan of the steering
looks like
wheel.
A
That's
Camry,
A90.
Dude.
Still an A90.
That's okay. A Prius.
Yeah, that looks like a Prius now.
Oh, it's a Toyota Avalon.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Stop putting colors in the interior.
Bro, why is
Toyota?
It old?
Okay, anyway, so sad Beamer.
Yeah. Super. So yeah, I'm pumped for a
so yeah,
6-speed Supra.
Great.
Dude.
Yeah.
Great Toyota.
That's sweet.
I love what this GR division is doing.
Dude, they
Jeez.
Are taking over.
Oh, they're yeah, because like, isn't the Corolla?
That's
isn't that
GR
that little
too.
All-wheel drive?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Yeah. Bro, who are these guys?
Well, it's funny, too, because I know they're partnered with, like, they do a lot with Subaru. So it's just really funny that, like, WRX STI is no longer. And they're like, well, we made a really cool Corolla hatch. And then like do this. They're like, what if we had a 6-speed Supra? That'd be cool.
Can we go? Hey, real quick, guys, under your seats, tinfoil hats.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
put them on real quick.
There we go. Okay. Get them in. Okay.
What if?
Looks about right for
I'm
tinfoil
here for
hat. Is that right?
We're going new segment, tinfoil hat brigade. so they're partnered, right?
Okay.
Okay. So what if they're like, hey, Subaru, we're going to make this new GR Corolla, but it's going to directly compete with your STI and WRX. Why don't you discontinue that one for a short period? We'll have all of your customers will flood to the Corolla. We'll get tons of sales. And since it's in partnership, you get some, we'll pay you a percentage of those sales. And then we're going to drop that model. And then you bring the STI back for its huge bang. And everybody will go buy those.
Maybe.
What if they're working some? No. Does that really make sense? No.
I don't know.
Kind
of. It's fun to put a little conspiracy in there.
It's fun. I like, I'm all for the conspiracies, dude. I wonder if they're kind of hitting a point where like, how do I say this? I have like a feeling that I'm trying to go for it. Like they have, like if you have a friend who has a thing, like always makes a certain type of joke, but they don't want to make that joke anymore, but now they're kind of stuck with it because it's their thing. That kind of feels like what the boxer engine is. Like maybe they're hitting the end of the boxer engine.
Oh,
but they just like, it's another 2.5 liter boxer with a turbo.
Yeah.
And like the next one, it's another, like I wonder.
So you think they're maybe trying to remake that a little bit?
Or if they've stalled and so they're like, maybe they're going to not do boxers anymore. Maybe they're trying to redo something else with the boxer.
Yeah.
Maybe there's going to be a 5-cylinder boxer. That would be interesting. Like,
where would you put it?
I don't know. I don't know if you do 3.2 or what. Like, I don't know if they're hitting a wall where they're like, okay, like it's been the same thing for forever.
It'd probably go to 3 or 2-cylinder.
Right.
Probably.
The way things are going.
5-cylinder would be cool.
No.
But
no, I totally.
Dual
but like,
cylinder.
But like, and I don't even think you could do, I'm sure balancing becomes a nightmare at that point. But I wonder if it's kind of at that where like, Toyota's like, we can do it with 3, because isn't that all the Corolla is? It's a 3-cylinder turbo.
Yeah.
So like, maybe it's hitting that point, but it is interesting to see GR just like them come in, like they partner with BMW. You think BMW would have like an MZ4 thing overseas or something, but it's not. And it's just them being like, hey, it sounds like people really want a manual super again. Let's do it. And they engineer their own for it. So cool.
What's with these 3-cylinders coming out of nowhere? Like, Koenigsegg is doing one.
Yeah.
Now Toyota is doing one.
Ford's
BMW
doing
has got one on the
i4. Yeah. Since 2016, Ford's been doing
i4.
It.
Yeah.
The i8.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It focuses.
I wonder why. Like, I wonder where this 3-cylinder came. Like,
well,
is it like,
I mean, if you can make 600 horsepower out of it, Koenigsegg.
Yeah, true,
okay.
True. But I guess, I mean, what does it really matter, 4-cylinder, 3-cylinder? Like, it's all just, I guess, in the balancing of it and stuff. What?
No replacement for replacement. Well,
yes. But like, if
no,
they
I'm
can,
totally with
I think the smaller, so you if you can save that much extra space, you know, I don't know, for
well,
the smaller
I mean,
platforms.
Well, totally. Their 2-liter 3-cylinder is as big as my 4-cylinder boxer. And like,
yeah,
it's
the same,
liters. It's 2-liter.
Maybe
it
it's
matter.
Like less moving parts. Maybe it's more reliable.
Just,
but the balancing's got to be a nightmare, right?
Well,
maybe
what,
I'm
I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like a weird idea. Like, even just like odd cylinder engines are so like uncommon.
Yeah.
That I wonder why the 3s all of a sudden, because this is the third company now that seems like it's pushing it.
Yeah, but doesn't a 6-cylinder, like aren't there always 2?
So I was just thinking.
No, they share. So there's 2 that always move at the same time and one is doing the exhaust and one's doing the intake portion.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
That's why they're so balanced. Yeah.
Because it all has to split within, if you have 3 cylinders, they just have to split within 360 degrees. So they're all 120 degrees apart from each other. So you have it like working in a triangle.
Oh.
So it must just be, I guess if it's only 3 and it's lighter and it can rotate faster, it can get through the exhaust and the intake stroke faster. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they have a higher revving.
Maybe.
It doesn't
seem like they do, though. What?
I never ever realized that it was just a 360 and that's what the cylinder's like.
Wait,
like
what?
You just said that and that was like, oh.
wait, what?
About how he's just saying like the cylinders just have to share like one 360. So it's like when you have 3-cylinder, you have
like it's a revolution. It's set apart from that.
Yeah. Never processed in my brain until like this second. Yeah. It makes so much sense.
That's funny.
That's why 5-cylinders are weird, because there's not anything shared. They're all on different lobes of it. So like every other, like a 4-cylinder, 6, a V8, everything like that will have like 2 doing something at the same time.
And
the
5
is
just always
weird. So every time when I had my, fun fact, when I had my S6 and I'd run it all through the winter and then start my Porsche in the beginning of the summer, I would be like, I have a rod knock or something, because I'm used to this super smooth sounding engine. And then I start running, it's like, and I'm like, oh, cool, it's dead now. I would get used to it.
It's doing the 2 and 2.
Yeah, it's just chugging, but. Anyway, so there's our good Beamer, bad Beamer. If you guys have good Beamer, bad Beamer content, please submit it.
For sure.
Probably lean towards the good, because I'm having a hard time finding it.
Yeah, send us the good Beamer stuff if you can find it.
We'll find the bad. We'll provide that.
It's anyway, out there.
So this is cool. I have a couple other crazy stories real quick. This one. Shoot, it's right behind here. We have a broken screen that we're trying to work with. This title, Ford F-150 Raptor owner breaks his back after off-road jump.
Oh, no. Wow, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
What?
So they have a video of it.
Oh, no.
It doesn't look that bad when you watch this thing.
So what is it, the problem with the suspension or?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
Ooh. That's hard enough.
Okay, that looked really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some air.
Nice cry.
I don't know why.
So basically, what it boils down to, they rented out the Virginia International Speedway dirt track.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of guys. They had a bunch of TRX, 50 Raptors, 10 TRXs. That's where I want to be. That
wow.
sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they were all taking turns running through with the group going over this, and they just kept pushing a little harder, like 40 and 50 and going a little bit faster, a little bit harder. So this dude hit it at 60, but he says, it may have gotten beyond that as I wasn't looking down at the speedometer. Nice smooth jump, but unfortunately I landed a perfect pancake, all four wheels at the same time.
Oh.
So he did that, goes down here. His T12 vertebrae broke into three pieces. So he said, it's the worst pain I've ever felt. Literally threw my truck in park, dove onto the ground trying to straighten my back out. That's like your lower, like just
yikes,
snap that.
Dude.
So despite seeing this, another nearly identical Raptor driver decided to do the same launch and had a similar hard landing. And he also had a hairline fracture in his back.
Wow.
But yeah, so obviously the importance of like how you land a truck and having a truck that's equipped for something like that.
Yeah.
Like even though you have a Raptor,
well,
and it's got whatever.
Regardless of the truck's capabilities, it's like, what is your harness system? And like, that's why those, you ever see those like off-road racer guys like Baldwin, right? BJ Baldwin, is that his name?
Sounds familiar. I don't know for sure though. I don't
know what I'm talking about.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Really 32 point.
Like, but they got the huge harness and seat that like sits you the perfect way and like straps you in.
Yeah.
In the
well, the suspension is designed to not have G forces like that.
I mean, that's why you see the off-road trucks, like the Baja trucks, literally like their wheels go like above the body in the top. Some of them.
Right.
Like,
they've
got like 6 feet of travel.
Yeah.
And so when they hit stuff like that, it's like,
Raptors do have really good off-road suspension to be able to.
I mean, they're already Fox shocks and everything, aren't they?
Yeah,
like, they're already pretty well equipped.
I wonder what it's probably a difference between wheel travel and like these might be okay if they lower the PSI in the tires a little bit too. Like
maybe.
It might be okay.
And landing all four.
I guess we're going Instagram now.
You know.
Oh, is this a picture of
it? I was just about to say that looks like
more from him. That's his T12 afterwards.
Two rods, six screws, four bone grafts.
So here's my
zero
question.
Complications. Good.
That. Click that.
We'll do we want to?
Yeah. Well, we can.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wait, that's his back?
Oh, this is giving me like flashbacks.
Why does the skin look like that? All right, we're definitely going to not be able to show that.
Flag.
Okay, you want to know why? Because I know why. I'm pretty sure that's fat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the skin's pulled back. That's the fat in between that and the muscle.
Wow.
Because that's kind of what my back looks like a little bit.
That's crazy. That's nuts. Okay, so on this topic, did I ever tell you guys this story? Did I ever tell you when I jumped my Porsche?
What? No. All right, I got to sit up.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was way back in the day. It was me and Jacob Phillips were driving this thing around.
Okay.
Like way back.
Yeah.
So it was shortly after I got it. And we went to Sheboygan Falls. And you know, it had that big parking garage thing that was there?
Yeah.
Okay, so So I had taken photos in that. I used to go to that parking garage all the time. We always shot photos and stuff there. It was really cool. It was really nice, like flat area underneath it. So I went with him. And I think it was right after I did the exhaust on it. And we like had driven around the back side of it over to where that stair thing is in the middle.
Yep.
We were driving that way. And then, so it was like echoing really good in there. There's no other cars there. So then I was like, all right, let's do it. So like I put it in first. I wasn't going fast, but I like punched him and like went all the way up to the top of first. I didn't know there's like a loading thing over there.
Yeah.
So I did like, I smoked it hard. Like I hit it and it was just like, and it hit the ground and it knocked one of my markers, my side markers out.
Oh,
and it
wow.
was like dragging on the ground. But I thought I lost my oil pan for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like I thought we were done.
How
so
did
I was like,
you not?
Wham! I don't know, dude. But it hit hard and then we rolled out and then I just put it in neutral. I was like, I think I just broke my car. And he was just like, ah, dude. It was like the first time we hung out. But we like pulled it out. I parked it, shut it off, climbed out, laid underneath. Nothing. It didn't do anything. It scraped.
Wow.
That's why I have scrapes on the bottom of the bumper on that side.
Because
it hit hard and then it just like went up and then it tipped it and then it hit the front and then back down. But like I got air. So
yikes.
Yeah, I jumped the Porsche. So now we're doing
Sweet.
A safari.
Probably
build.
Felt like that.
Yeah, it felt like that. I'm sure it was super small, but there was like other people there. Like as I was going, I was like, ah shoot, there's like people over there. So they're probably just sitting there like
like, what just happened?
But yeah, so I've jumped my Porsche before.
Yikes.
So
well, it's going to be cool to re-jump it once it's got the lift getting everything.
Oh, you sent that Airbnb thing that's like on the dirt track?
Dude.
I would love to take it out there.
To watch that.
Yeah. That was in, what, Ohio? Like, it's not that far.
Yeah, it wasn't that far away.
Yeah,
but
could easily
I would love to, once it's finished up and it's all lifted and everything, now that I have the front lift on it, it gets me really excited about what that's actually going to look like. So now I just got to measure for tires.
Now, can you drive on that? Or do you have to get that now made out of steel or something?
So, yeah, so... Zach's question for those who are not familiar with it. So on TikTok, we've been posting updates. I have a 944. I've had it for almost a decade now. And I'm
crazy. You've had it that long.
Yeah,
so
isn't that weird?
Old.
And so, I'm at the point now where I wanted to do something special that's kind of just been like original up to this point. So we were either going to lower it or we were going to lift it, do like a safari thing. So we opened it up. We asked for comments on it. Let everybody vote for it. And even though most of the votes went lower, it was pretty much a wash kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But all the comments were for lift it. So we're lifting it. So in the process of that, kind of the first step is suspension. We got to think about what we want to do. So we 3D printed some strut spacers for it. So we landed on 40 millimeters, like what everybody does with it. So that's what these are. But yeah, so I was talking to Dad about it. My father is an engineer. He'll actually be on the next episode probably, which would be cool, the Father's Day episode. We 3D printed them. And he's saying, too, because of the way that the 3D print is, the way that the weave is on it, if we put steel sleeves in it, we can just 3D print them, put sleeves in it,
what?
That'll be it. And
dude,
there was actually
a
couple guys commented on our video of it, the update video, and said they know of a guy in a Tacoma doing the same thing, a couple others, too.
Yeah.
So, which
I saw
is
that they
so cool.
3D printed it, and that's enough.
Yeah, so we'll just 3D print, put the sleeve in. Yeah, because all it has to do, I mean, it goes around the top of the strut, and it just needs the sleeves for the support of it, but it's really just trying not to move around, So that'll be that. So it's that in the front and the rear. I'm going to do like we showed in a couple weeks ago in the 911 with those cups on the side. We're going to drill out back by the torsion bars. So you don't have to drop the whole back end. You can just pull it out, rotate it down, and put it back in.
That's sweet.
But it'll be about 3 inches of lift and hopefully go on.
So that's all you got to do to lift the rear?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just teeth. It's literally just a bar that has a bunch of teeth on it. And then you just pull this off and rotate it one and then put it back on. Because now it's that
so
spring.
So do you still need to put a spacer on top of the spring?
No. So there is no spring in the back. It's a bar. So my spring in the back is a bar that twists. So instead of compressing, it's a bar that's twisting. That's a torsion bar setup. Similar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
911s have it. Bugs have it. All that kind of stuff. So, that's all it is. Is it's literally a splined, like it looks like a drive shaft spline on the end, except small, maybe like an inch in diameter. And so you pull it off, and then you just rotate it down one or up one. And
I wonder
that's
if that'll be able to
it.
Handle like. Jumps and off-roading type of stuff.
Probably not. I mean, the long-term plan, I've drawn up a whole, like a replacement for the front cross member that's in there. Cause I'd love to do a whole incorporated, like one, the cross member makes it so engine swaps suck because it's right where all the oil pans are. Mm. So I'd love to do like a wider tubular mount that comes underneath and then incorporates up to be the top of like a strut receiver. So it would go through, it would interfere and go probably through the hood and out the top. And then the top of the really long Baja shocks would be out there.
Because
then you'd do tubular lower control arms. You could fit a lot bigger tires in there, but it would have actual suspension travel. Right now, it's just extending it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's like at the bottom end. I wouldn't want to go any higher without feeling dicey about like my tie rod end and my control arm end and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's at least we'll start there. We'll see how it feels with it lifted and then go from there.
It looks sweet.
The other thought long term too is like, we inherited grandpa's, his old TDI, his Passat.
Oh,
It's been floating in the back of my head. Like, it'd be so cool to diesel swap it. So then have like a lifted, like diesel,
rolling
snorkel.
Coal.
Yeah. Like that whole kind of thing. So that would be kind of a cool thing.
Those engines chipped too.
Yeah.
Are just like torque monsters.
Yeah, it's like 350 foot pounds.
Well, you can put way more power out of that for way less money than your OEM engine.
Right, and have a 20-year newer engine in it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So that's kind of been going through my mind of like
that'd
trying to look up, has anybody done?
Would you?
Because that's the only correct facing TDI engine that was ever produced, as I know, except for like Duregs and stuff like that.
It looks similar to the 1.8s, the Audi
1.8s. Well, and the 1.8 is a direct bolt in to a 944 with just a spacer out of a 924. The bell housing adapter and it bolts right in.
That's insane.
So I would think that the BHW is the same, the diesel engine that's in it, but I got to do some more research. It doesn't sound like a lot of people have done it, but I think that'd be so cool.
Which also would be cool because it's fun when you're doing a build to make sure it's like, it is going to be unique.
Right.
Because like that's one thing with the, when I had the E30, I wanted to do the Ford V8 swap on it.
Oh yeah.
But then I looked it up and like people were making full kits to swap this. And I was like, man, like it'd be cool to have a V8 E30, but at the same time now I'm like, man, like, I don't really want to put a ton of money into this if this is something that's like done. Like the E30 that was Tesla swapped was like,
hey, this is insane.
Right.
That thing's awesome.
Like they made an E30 with a Tesla. They even put the charging port in the logo.
Yep.
Like
yep.
I was like, that's well done.
That's how I feel about the OCMK with the 944.
Exactly.
People are doing it now.
Yeah. So this is getting a little bit off track, but kind of to what you're talking about with people doing stuff like super their own. There's this guy, he's everywhere, he's YouTube and TikTok and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's That Miata.
Yes.
On TikTok. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The
Isn't that one Miata?
OMG Miata or That Miata? The red one or the purple and blue one?
The red one. OMG red Miata. One.
OMG Miata, yeah.
Okay. How do we do this with?
I don't know. I'll type it up real quick.
So just the way that he builds stuff is like this just super clean, like
purveyor of perfection.
Yes. Yeah, do the Instagram, then we can just see the photos.
Yeah.
Is this the guy that's got the insane the coolest rear taillights of any Miata out there?
He's buddies with Han from Fast and Furious.
Oh, that explains
it. He was driving around with his in his 240 not that long ago.
Dude, this thing
just looks like the cleanest
it's just
build.
Beautiful.
So he goes into a lot of detail on look at the front.
Sorry, just
little scoopy things.
Yeah.
He looks so good.
He built all the canards too.
Yeah, canards, thank you. Scooby things.
Look at that. That's the cool thing is that he like
is beautiful.
He does all of it too. Like he's familiar with all of it. He built the whole thing very
purposefully.
So he's
also got a Porsche Cayman.
Yeah, this thing.
What?
You haven't seen this thing yet?
No.
Dude. And he also has an Integra now that is just like just an Integra, but it's so clean.
Yeah.
He does everything so well done. Like even just the
his
livery
attention
on this.
To detail is nuts.
Yeah, it's better than I've seen out. It's better.
Okay, the do
get
you see
ready
the,
for the back end of this thing, dude.
Do you see the paint on it?
Yeah.
It's got like the matte accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the yellow mirrors.
Yep.
Dude, this thing.
It's like, the
take off the cover.
Besides, do you guys know Bissimoto's? Bissimoto, he did the Cayman.
No.
It's a center seat Cayman race car build.
What?
No, I don't.
Okay. We can look that one up too. But besides that one, this is the
oh my
coolest,
gosh, the wing
cleanest.
That's not a wing. That's a wang.
Dude,
look at
this
it.
Thing
yeah, dude.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, it's got full underbody.
Does he have
underbody
does he have
wing
a photo of the Miata
too?
With the rear taillights? Are these those?
This is not that Miata, I don't think. This one, are you thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Looks insane.
Yeah, sick car.
Yeah, there's the Integra.
Super
grab
sick
that,
car.
Grab that
yeah.
real quick.
This guy?
Just a super clean. Guy's got me shopping for Integras. It's just Honda gets in the way.
Yeah, his stuff's awesome, man.
Yeah.
He calls it the
tank. Anyways, so you're just talking about guys who just do builds really, really, really well done. And this is like, I think, perfect example
of
that.
Oh, he's the pinnacle
of
it. I mean, even just him being
totally.
Like, he did a video of going to replace the door handles that were chrome, but a little bit not great chrome. So he went to the Mazda dealer, bought them, and put them on.
Just
it's
like
so cool.
How deep
perfect
are those rims?
Attention to detail. Oh, they're insane.
Specs.
He gave the specs. I think he gives the specs in this video, actually.
Wait, is it just super light? Or is that just half of it?
I mean, it's probably... No, it's not half of it.
Oh.
It's probably just a light
rim. Oh, that's got to be...
No, look at it, though. It's huge.
That's...
Yeah.
Dude,
I think it was
that.
13 wide or something
it
like that.
It has to be.
Yeah. And it's only... I think it's a... I
does it say what
here?
Size tires?
No, whatever. We're doing too much.
Yeah.
We're doing
too much.
Sorry. Going.
Sorry, but just,
way too
just
clean.
Like crazy detail. Yeah. Do we have anything else we're going to go through? All right, guys.
Now
we're going to break it. This is a segment of the podcast where we play the beginning of a video and then... I'm doing the videos this time. These guys got to guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, buddy.
You guys got to guess, are they going to make it or are they going to break something? And we all know what we like the best. The break-its are the most fun. So with that being said, let's get started.
All right.
Okay, so we got a little car meet here.
Dude, a piston is so getting sent to outer space here, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so he revved
both,
it and dumped
they're both
the clutch
launching. So you can see they've been doing burnouts.
I was going to say he did it backwards, but he started moving forward already.
Yeah, he's moving forward.
I'm hoping he breaks it, but I don't know how. Maybe he hit something.
Okay.
What do you think, Tyler? What? Oh my gosh.
I was almost right.
So this is a, what is this? This doesn't look like a Civic, or is it a Civic?
I don't know, dude.
No, it's a Nissan.
You think it's a Sentra?
Like an Altima or something?
Yeah.
I think it might be a Sentra SER or something like that. So this is these cars are exhaust side forward, right? The way they build these engines.
Oh.
So I wonder if this one was a turbo one. I was trying to see if that was a turbo that blew off that piece, but it doesn't look like it.
No, I can't tell what that
is. Something exploded out the front, though.
Pouring out right away.
Yeah, I mean radiator. It blasted through the radiator.
That's so nuts. Look at that. Dude, that's a bad day.
I know. But the fact that the bumper just in one piece just pop.
Yeah, that one came off.
So
that's
okay.
Awesome.
This is, I guess, along similar lines, guys doing a burnout. So this
Holy cow.
I believe this is in Australia.
It's gotta be.
So you know how they do those competitions burnout competitions essentially, right? That's what they do. They pack this crazy horsepower into not so cool normally cars.
Yeah.
But just burn the tires off these things. Like you make the biggest cloud.
Yeah.
So
hold on for you. Break it.
Yeah. But listen to the sound of the supercharger. Dude, it's like a bomb exploding.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. The blower on that thing
Can
is
Can we
insane.
Watch the thing explode again?
Yeah.
That was so violent.
Isn't that insane? Wow,
dude, the sound. The thud. The
Well, think about where you sit in the car, too. Like, your feet are hanging. Like that had to feel
scary,
like a big.
So
I don't know.
I think you can see the split, right? Like that does not look like that's supposed to be there.
I don't think that's supposed to be there.
That supercharger is bigger than my engine.
Yeah,
that's insane.
All right, this one is captioned, so it's pretty obvious. But I thought it goes along with we were talking a couple episodes back about like beginners working on cars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like if something's tight, you know, heat it up a little bit sometimes. Yeah. So this kind of goes along with that. So it's captioned. But it goes along with the can't be tight if it's liquid kind of thing.
Interesting. What? That's an option?
So I don't know how or why, but like they must have heated it so much and then cooled it too quick and then spun it and it just shot off. It seemed like.
Oh, I wonder if it was in like the where the threads are. They literally just shattered.
Could be. That's crazy.
I know. I thought it was the weirdest thing, though. Like, it just shatters. So he goes in there to unbolt it. This guy's fine, by the way.
Okay.
Dude, that's insane.
I love right after the guy. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so I got one more. This isn't really a make or break it, but this really made me laugh. So.
Man, I don't know what kind of hack does like this. Anyway. Yeah.
What's so heat? You get it? No, do it again. I missed something there.
Okay. He's like, he said, I don't know what kind of hack does stuff like this.
Yeah.
So someone welded these bolts.
So they used the bolts as the bridge thing for it?
Yeah. Kind of hack
an attempt?
Like this. Anyway.
But he puts his helmet down. I missed that. I was too busy looking. Can I navigate through here?
Yeah, what's the thing in the background?
Oh, yeah,
it's the back end of something.
Yeah.
I got you.
You got distracted. It's a Mercedes.
I got so distracted. I was like, I thought it was something welded on the front. And like I thought it was similar to that Civic I said.
Oh, okay.
Or the
I thought it was so funny. He's like, man, I don't know what kind of person does hack jobs like this.
That's so funny.
Anyways. He puts his turns the
welder off. Like, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, so, that's so all good. Right,
let's leave everybody with this because this broke my mind and everybody else has to look at it too.
Yeah.
So whatever you do this week, just remember that I don't know how this is going to tie into anything. But yeah, this is how Subaru decided to split a six-spoke ram with five bolts.
I still see this as semi-symmetrical.
I get what you see as semi-symmetrical.
Okay,
so but
it's still irritating.
I get
though.
It.
Right, and then these two are they're even. I've definitely seen them where they're like rotated and it's like none of them match up.
Yeah.
But it's still definitely very ugly.
Yeah, I get what they did with it, but man.
Why not just make it a five spoke?
Dude.
It would have looked so nice.
Mine's five spoke. My Forester has it because these are Forester wheels. This was posted on my Forester page. Then one guy posted to say, just a friendly reminder that your six spoke wheels have five bolts in them. And there were so many comments on it like, oh, I need to order rims now. And then guys like running outside like, dude, you're right. They do have that. But this isn't the only six spoke too. They have like snowflake wheels that are six spoke too.
Weird. Yeah.
And then I guess we can end it on this guy. A few days ago. But classic nonetheless, using my diesel to charge a stranded Tesla on I-85.
Just plugged in. That's going to take forever. Just
yeah.
Plug it into the outlet.
Props
like
to
that
inverter.
Yeah.
Also, but anyway, that's all I got. So cool. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Fun stuff.
As always, tag us in. If you guys have videos, make it or break it videos, send it in.
Yeah.
We'd love to share them. We'd love to watch them.
Yeah. And send us your builds and tag us in builds and all that stuff. Like, we'd love
absolutely.
To see that.
Yeah.
We've been sending out stickers too, to different people, sending us their builds, tagging us and stuff. Mm-hmm. Those stickers are not currently available
right.
on our website.
Right.
So if you have one of those, it's because we sent one to you. So yep. it's a little bit of exclusivity yeah. there too.
And if you want one, message us. And we'll, if you guys have like a cool thing, if you have like a cool video or something you submit, we'd love to send you one to kind of
totally.
Put it on there and
yeah.
have you be part of the crew, represent it that way.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I realize I kind of undermine when you're like, it's special if you have one. And I'm like, so ask.
It's special if you have one, but it's not because we'll literally give them to anyone.
Limited edition. Is that like a Delia thing? I don't remember yep. what it is. Anyway.
Speaking of limited edition. This is limited edition. I
it
think,
is.
Right?
Yep. We're only printing those for a short period of time. That yeah. was the shirt that was designed.
I got to get one before they're gone.
Yeah, guy.
I don't even have one yet.
Those are, they're available in a light and a dark mode. I wore the light one. I forget.
Light and a dark mode.
Light and dark mode. Did I say that?
Yeah. It's like your computer.
Dude, it's like a BMW paint.
Yeah, it's a light dark
pretty
mode.
Much. Doesn't yeah. do the BMW paint thing
yeah,
yet.
No.
Yet. Yeah. But no, grab it. ThirdPedalPodcast.com. Super comfortable. But that represents the, this is still kind of like the end of the 1 year anniversary of the show starting.
Yep.
And that's what how we started. We drove to the Tail of the Dragon. We did stupid overnight hours in the car.
So
recorded
much fun.
Way too many episodes.
That was a great time.
It was a blast. But we made the shirt as like a celebration of it, of starting something like that, and it has the whole root of it on there. So
yep.
So yeah, grab the shirt, grab the hoodie. As always too, we can't say it enough. This is my garage shirt. The only shirt designed to get dirty. Check it out. Lifetime warranty. If you guys jack it up, if you get it stuck in a jack, whatever it is, it gets yep. ripped, send it in. We'll send you a new one for free. We want it to be your new favorite garage shirt, your new favorite car shirt, whatever it is. We want it to be the thing that you enjoy wearing every day just because it's comfortable and cool. But yeah.
Cool stuff.
Cool stuff.
Very cool.
Anything else, gentlemen?
The coolest.
The raddest.
Yeah.
It's the best.
We're just going to keep this ending going with yeah. just other ways of saying that things are cool.
Yeah. What else is cool?
All our merch is sick.
It is.
We don't have any of our hats yet, do we?
We don't have them, but they're available.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hats are available. Sure. On the
yeah.
Snagging
yeah.
some hats.
Yeah, it's basically a dad hat like this, right? But it's got
yep.
the Third Pedal Podcast
yeah,
on there with
this
the
guy
pedals.
Embroidered up top.
Yeah.
And then we've got the beanie with it as well.
Yep.
But the only thing cooler than us saying cool and trying to wrap this up so quick is a rapid ending. See ya. Peace.
Bye.